This episode of the Hatchcast is brought to you by Burgess Institute for Entrepreneurship and Innovation. The Burgess Institute empowers students to learn through action by providing programs, courses, and resources to foster an entrepreneurial mindset and create new ventures. One name, one program, Limitless U. Learn more at eship.msu.edu.
Welcome to
Creativity,
Risk-Taking,
Entrepreneurship,
Community,
Innovation,
Ambition.
This is
the Hatchcast.
Check, check, check. Welcome back to the Hatchcast. I'm Aaron Richard. Like many of my colleagues across MSU, I have been working remotely since March 12th. I can't tell you whether a month has passed. I have no idea even what time is anymore. And I'm sure that so many others are experiencing this too. Several days ago, we had the wonderful opportunity to sit down and chat with one of the co-creators of the Hatchcast, Tyler Mihai. The morning before interviewing Tyler, I listened to the podcast, The United States of Anxiety. Kai Wright and Jenny Casas discussed Benji Hart's poem, 45 Questions to Ask While Waiting. And I was so moved by that episode, I asked the Hatchcast team to go and interview folks to whom they wanted to get closer. Who are we if we cannot be vulnerable? Who are we if we waste this moment to connect with people? And so this miniseries within our little podcast is the fruit of us being vulnerable and experimenting. We hope you find each conversation in this miniseries compelling, candid, heartwarming, and completely present. We've edited this content to keep our interviewees anonymous. We've had to lightly modify these conversations to ensure as high a quality as is possible in this weird, weird time. From the bottom of our hearts, our team hopes that you and yours are staying safe and staying healthy and staying kind to one another. And we look forward to keep providing you stories. Thank you so much.
For this Hatchcast special, we did 45 questions to ask while you're waiting with myself, Brandon Weaver, and Libby Carpenter. Enjoy.
Which part of your body aches most by the evening?
My neck.
Where is the least visited corner in your home?
Least visited corner in my home?
Yep. I know you have to sit in the corner a lot, so.
Probably our basement.
Perfect. Is your basement finished?
No.
So it's just gross. Weird.
Yes, it's just used for storage.
Perfect. When was the last time you cried over something that later seemed silly? Oh, God.
Oh, God. Probably today. No, I didn't cry today.
Probably just like some weird movie you watched the other day or something.
I don't even remember the last time, but I'm sure it was like soon. Did I cry the other day at a movie?
I don't know. Every time you watch a movie or a show, it seems like you're telling me about something that made you sad.
We'll just say, like, 3 days ago.
3 days. Nice.
That seems like a safe answer.
When piling things on the floor, how do you arrange the piles? I don't think you're really... You're not really a piler, are you?
No, but it wouldn't be in an organized fashion if I was piling things on the floor. I know. I have an actual answer to that. If I was piling things on the floor, I would pile them like largest to smallest, for sure.
Would you actually, or are you just doing that to someone?
No, I'm like being so serious. Like if I ever have to pile something on the floor, it would for sure be like smallest to largest.
Okay. What is the cruelest thing you have done in love?
Probably broke up with someone. We'll just say that.
Okay. Yeah, you're pretty cruel overall.
Yeah, I would say so too.
If you could punch one person in the face, who would it be?
Brandon Weaver. No, I'm kidding. It'd probably be, that's hard.
Could be anybody, famous.
I know. If I could punch anybody in the face, it'd be Ted Bundy.
Okay. That's not what I thought you would answer, but okay.
Or Hitler.
That's so random.
Well, who am I supposed to say? I wouldn't punch anybody I know.
What is the most hurt you carry?
Oh, God.
Most hurt you are carrying. You don't
the
have to answer that. That's
I
kind of
carrying.
Just like sad.
Yeah, this is a serious question. Wait.
Probably when I answer. Probably when I dump you on over Zoom later on.
Good one. Just say a broken friendship.
That works. What fantasy do you revisit on your morning commute?
You're going to, like, I think I'm, like, crazy. But
I already think you're crazy, so just go for it.
Probably just, like, where I'm going to be in, like, 20 years.
That's a good one. What will cause your inevitable downfall?
Probably caring too much about people's feelings is going to be what causes my inevitable downfall.
That's sad. How many headaches have you had in the last week?
Let's go with 3.
Are you most yourself when alone or with others?
With others.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, my energy really comes from other people, I feel like.
See, I guess I could see that. But at the same time, like,
but
a weird question,
like,
because when you're by yourself, you're going to be your most true self, right? Having
yeah,
the deepest thoughts,
like
whatever
like,
it may be.
Yeah, that's true. But I feel like I feel like I'm pretty honest with people. I can't really fake it. I'm really bad at doing that.
That's good to know, I guess. I know not everything's just a lie.
Yeah, I actually, like, can't. Like, really bad. Like, you would be able to tell if I was lying.
What is the worst thing that has not yet happened? I guess it's something that you think would be the worst thing, but it has yet to like
anyone in my family
be true.
Dying.
Okay.
That's the first thing that came to mind.
Oh, I already know the answer to this one. Which chore do you put off most consistently?
What is it?
Well, actually, I might be wrong, but I'm just thinking of, like, the one that you dread the most. But you can't really put it off because it's out of your control. I was going to say doing, like, outside stuff with your parents, but you can't really put that off because they're going to be like, get out here right now.
Yeah, that's true. I think this is the one that I put off most consistently. It's not my, like, least favorite chore, but the one that I put off most consistently is cleaning my room.
How good have you become at lying? So you kind of already answered that.
Really
you
bad.
Suck.
I've become worse at lying.
What is the most expensive thing you own and never use?
Ooh. I have this, like, Amazon, like, tablet thing that my mom got it for me, and I just literally
like the,
don't ever
the,
use it.
The one to read books?
It's not a Kindle. It's, like, a tablet. Like,
it's
like, you can, like, use it for more than reading books, but I literally just never use it, and I feel really bad that I don't.
How many plants have you killed?
Ooh.
You're notorious.
I actually don't think I've killed any plants thus far in my lifetime. I'm pretty good plant mom.
I beg to differ.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, that one time when I came for your birthday, there was a vase of just dead, like, month-old flowers right on
yeah,
the
Yeah, but those
counter.
Are, that's dead flowers. Like, that's not a plant. That they were in water. Like, someone got them for us. And
well,
also,
that's
those weren't
plant
even mine.
I've
those
seen
are
you
someone
have.
Else.
Oh, now you blame somebody else. Yeah, no, it's fine. What's the oldest thing currently in your fridge?
Ooh,
it was
know.
Lucy's iced tea.
I don't know what's in my fridge at 515, so I can't even answer that. And I don't really even know the oldest thing in our fridge right now, but we'll just say, like, maybe some type of, like, dressing or something. I'm sure there's dressings in our fridge that have been there for, like, years.
Who got away without taking responsibility for what they did?
This
would probably be, like, a sibling answer.
Honestly, just, like, put, like, Brady or something, because I actually don't know.
It's all a sibling thing.
Yeah.
What hypocrisy in yourself have you yet to amend?
I feel like, like, a lot of people, and myself included, always, like, emphasize, like, how important it is to love people, but no one can love people, like, all the time. Everyone has bad days, so I guess that could qualify.
When sleep deprived, what is most likely the reason?
Oh my gosh. I hate being sleep deprived.
What keeps you up?
Mostly probably my brain.
Your brain just like rushing?
Yeah, like
just thinking of a bunch
thinking.
Of stuff.
Yeah, like this morning, I was awake for an hour just because I was thinking about random stuff. I woke up because I was on my couch because I fell asleep during the movie. And then I went upstairs and I was trying to go back to bed and I just kept thinking about like the most random things.
Does that happen a lot? Like right when you go to bed, your brain just starts going?
No, I actually fall asleep really easily. But like if I wake up in the middle of the night, sometimes it's like...
Then you're screwed.
Really bad because, like, if I have the time to start thinking about something, then I just, like, don't stop.
Gotcha. With whom is your kindness most forced? Maybe your roommate.
Yeah, that's going to have to be a roommate, we'll say.
I know which roommate, so we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Which two dire needs are you presently choosing between?
I'll say, like, spending... Because I feel like I'm spending a lot of time, like not a lot of time alone in this quarantine, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
So I'll say like family time and then like alone time is what I'm choosing between.
Can you name a time you were least proud of yourself?
Ooh. Yeah, I can probably name a million times I was least proud of myself.
Hmm.
Anytime that I'm in like a bad mood and I'm like rude to someone in my family and I have like zero reason to be, that's when.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Because you feel like a little bit of like shame or like disappointment after you're like,
yeah,
okay.
With my like parents.
Common asshole.
Like, oh my gosh, I'm the worst.
Does odor or height determine whether you should take the trash out? You just quickly got off of serious questions back to.
I'm honestly going to say height because I feel like it has to be like, that's like what comes first. Like then it starts to smell. If you don't take care of it when it gets to its, like, point.
For you, what does chronic pain refer to?
Like, physical pain? I guess it could be mental, too, physical and mental pain.
So you've got a headache, you're like, oh, I got chronic pain.
Yeah, or, like, my neck hurts, as it always does, chronic.
Whose misery would bring you comfort?
Oh, my gosh. No one.
Well, what about Hitler?
No, I really don't think I would wish misery on any person.
There's got to be somebody you're like, I wish that they feel pain.
No, because that like would just make me sad. Like I find myself feeling bad for people that are like that do bad things.
You're too nice. It's really making these answers not as exciting.
Then they have to like face the consequences and I like feel really bad about it.
With whom are you dreading having a conversation?
Oh, this
right now?
Easy. This one's
right
so
now?
Easy.
I think that already passed you. The conversation from last
no,
week.
No, I think I'm still kind of dreading it because I have to have another conversation or like do something else. So that.
Oh, man. How long should a burnt pot soak before being washed?
What? Probably like 20 minutes, we'll say.
20 minutes. Is that the scientific answer?
No,
or did you just pull
like
that out of here?
We'll say a half hour.
And are you soaking
because you're
just
soaking
warm water?
Yeah.
You're just soaking it in plain warm water?
No, you're soaking it in hot water and with soap in it.
Okay. What permission have you given yourself to retaliate? Are you a retaliation-free person?
Yeah, kind of. I feel like the only thing that I can say I do that is, like, equivalent to retaliation would be, like, standing up for myself. The best answer I got.
No, that works. Perfect. What is the name of the missing thing? I guess, are you missing anything? You lost your AirPods for a while. You found those?
Yeah. No, I didn't find them. You could put that down.
That's the name of the missing thing, then. Praise St. Anthony. If you stopped, what would suddenly come into sharp focus?
Probably my perspective. Be really aware of the way I was looking at things.
There you go. That's good. Which question do you wish someone would ask you?
This is going to be kind of cheesy, but if I wanted someone random to ask me a question, I would want them to ask me why I believe in God.
I knew you were going to say that.
Did you?
Yep. What terrible truth could everyone find out? So if you say it, then everyone's going to find out.
What terrible truth could everyone find out? Can it not be about me, and can it be that everyone has to find out at some point that Santa Claus isn't real?
Son of a bitch, are you serious? God damn it. You've not only crushed my dreams, but you've crushed everybody that's listening now. So thanks a lot.
Sorry if you're, like, under the age of 10.
Son of Satan.
I believed in Santa until I was in, like, 7th grade. Not even joking.
I'm not surprised.
I know. Thing ever.
How did you find out?
My brain developed, and I figured that could not be possible.
I want to say I was in 5th grade, and I was helping my mom during, like, tax season with checks, and I found one of the checks to one of the presents I got from Santa.
Oh, did you say something to her?
I was like, what the heck?
Did you cry?
I probably, yeah.
Aww.
When kids learn there's no Santa, it's like Christmas is never the same. Like, Christmas is crazy before.
I'm laughing so hard. It's nice to have a younger sibling, though, because you can just live, like, vicariously through them. But I'm still laughing at the fact that you just were like, yeah, I'm not surprised.
I'm surprised that you weren't, like, one of those people where it's, like, freshman year, and they're like, hey, buddy.
No.
About time we tell
maybe,
you.
It could have been, no, like, maybe a bled into 8th grade. I don't know. Around that time.
Oh, God. This is getting worse. Be quiet. Have you convinced yourself that tenderness is scarce?
No.
No?
Nope.
You don't think we're living in a rough world? You think it's still a tender world?
I think that everybody has the ability to be tender.
Okay. It's really optimistic. Which aspect of your character makes you difficult to live with?
I feel like it's really hard to get me to do something that I don't want to do. In terms of roommates at school, like, if I don't want to go out, like, I'm just not going out.
Oh, yeah. Then you go granny mode. You hide.
Yeah, then I go watch, like, Glee or New Girl or something, like, all night. Or I just, like, write all night.
What gut reaction are you purposefully ignoring?
Ooh, that's a good one.
The urge to hang up this phone right now.
How'd you know? Maybe to make myself sound better than I am right now. Not be honest. Like, I could just be giving you a bunch of, like, really perfect answers. But...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Do you wait by the stove for the water to boil, or do you leave the room?
No, I wait.
Oh, you're one of those that just stares at it, and you're like, if I stare long enough,
it's
gonna
boil faster.
I don't
stare at it, but I, like, I just stay in the same place. Where I can, like, know if it's boiling, because if I leave, I'll, like, just 100% forget about it.
Okay, fair. With what have you replaced the things you owe yourself?
I feel like, again, I've already kind of said this, but just, like, caring about people's feelings too much, like, more than I care about my own.
Okay. Is this one of those trying to sound too perfect answers?
No, that's a genuine thing.
Okay. I agree. You're a pretty nice person.
Thanks. But it's actually not a good thing all the time. Take advantage.
Oh, well, sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
How many days has it been since you changed the bedclothes?
I kind of recently changed my sheets, but I can't remember when it was. I don't know, like 2 weeks ago?
Aren't you supposed to do it every 2 weeks?
I don't know how often you're supposed to do it, but I'm, like, low-key insecure about that because, like, I don't know if I'm, like, waiting too long to change my sheets or
yeah,
what. Like,
I definitely don't do mine enough.
Renee changes her sheets, like, all the time, and then I'm like, dude, I do not change my sheets that often.
I might start doing it more often. You don't even want to know the last time I changed my sheets.
Well, I didn't even technically do it. My mom did it, but.
What consumes the majority of your emotional stores? Love Island. What else? What other shows?
What consumes the majority of my emotional stores?
Yep.
I guess, yeah, like something that consumes my thoughts is like just trying to like be a better version of myself, if that makes sense. Like I'm really focused mm-hmm. on that a lot of the time.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
So that you feel like a passion towards that then?
Yeah.
To try and be the best.
Yeah.
So, what book did you skin that you told everybody you read? Probably a school book.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Probably like, I didn't even say that I read Red Sword. I definitely didn't read that one.
Whoa, we're going back to high school then.
Yeah, because I like read my books in college because I like them.
Yeah. Were you in IB Lit? Did you read any of those books?
I read some of them. I read Persepolis, but that was like a comic book, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the coming of age one because I only read some of it and I definitely probably said I read all of it, so.
Which place in yourself is still secretly reeling?
I really don't know if this is going to make sense, so I'm sorry if it doesn't, but I think that my answer would be like, I always am getting over just like how unfair the world is sometimes. Can never wrap my head around it.
That works. That's a good answer. What have you imagined is coming to heal you? This is the last question.
What have you imagined is coming to heal you? I think that my answer is just like knowledge and wisdom and like getting older and learning things.
Knowledge, wisdom. Okay. That was good.
Did you learn more about me?
Somewhat, yeah. I think that the things I did learn, it's really pushed me farther away from you. No, I'm just kidding.
Good, good.
But yeah, no, thanks for allowing me to record you for this. I don't know what's going to end up happening with this phone call. I have no idea. You could end up being on one of our social medias, or it could end up
Is this recording going to your boss?
Lost in archives. Yeah, this is going to, yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Hopefully he doesn't.
Do you wish you would have? Do you wish you would have answered some things better? No.
No.
No. You would have answered the same.
This episode of the Hatchcast is brought to you by the MSU Entrepreneurship Association. The MSUEA is a registered student organization open to all majors who are passionate about entrepreneurship. Find out more at msuea.org.
The Hatchcast is sponsored in part by Spartan Innovations. Spartan Innovations provides startups spinning out of MSU's ecosystem the commercialization, support, and financial resources necessary to turn MSU research technologies into successful Michigan businesses.
Hatchcast is an ongoing collaboration. This podcast was co-created by myself, Aaron Richard, as well as with Tyler Mihai and Kurt Krieger. It is produced by the Burgess Institute for Entrepreneurship and Innovation in cooperation with the Michigan State University Foundation. Gabe Hales and Justice Keach are our sound engineers and editors. Our co-producers include Brandon Weaver, Gabe Hales, Justice Keach, and myself. Original sound is created by Katia Gaudina, with help from Aubrey Haas, Brandon Weaver, Caitlin Setter, Sydney Uwinga, Kurt Krieger, Tyler Mihai, Gabriella Allum, Jeff Smith, Paul Jakes, Ken Smusiak, Desiree Melfi-Bozzo, Neil Kane, and Lori Fisher. If you'd like more information, please head to hatchcast.buzzsprout.com or contact us at hatchcastpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.